Welcome to the return of the BAFTA-nominated Overview Show. This is our first of 2022, I think. Yeah, it's got to be, hasn't it? We're going to do February. We did January and late December. And joining me to do February are Mike Kearney, Harriet Pryor, and Neil Atkinson. We will look back on the January that's just happened to us, and we will look forward to the February that we hope is more glorious than the pretty decent January we just had. I want to start with the look back, and we will. Sorry, I also should always mention at the top of these shows that City and Chelsea as our rivals for the title. Technically, City could argue with both all of our selections. Will also be discussing their fixtures analysed as well. But I want to start with looking back over January. I'll start with you, Mike. We went into January, I think, with a degree of trepidation, because AFCON was looming and we were going to lose Mo, Sadio, and Naby Keita. We were on the back of a not too successful spell, I think, draws with Chelsea, Tottenham, a defeat at Leicester. We weren't sitting comfortably. City had opened up a lead. Two winnable league games, but without our main boys. A semi-final looming. We didn't know what the level of commitment to it would be. COVID issues, injury issues. Considering what we faced at the beginning of the month, we're sitting a lot prettier at the end of it.
Yeah, I mean, going into January, and looking back at it now in hindsight, which is always 2020, isn't it? I mean, it was reasonable for us to be a bit concerned that we had the frustrating performances, and then we were going to have what we were looking like to be more frustrating performances just in January without the lads that we all know and love and scoring the goals that we always want. There was a bit of hesitancy going into it, but looking back at it now, we've probably had a good January there. Not many that years have had better, really. The concerning thing for me was while I was actually in the ground watching the Arsenal first leg in January, I was like, oh, I just hope January is not this. Hmm. I think that's what everyone's main concern was about January. Let's just not let it be this. However we can get through it, not being this is fine. Just get through it, not being this. And we did so with flying colours. I'd say it wasn't that. Which was a relief to everyone's well-being, I'd say. we actually played quite well, didn't we? From that point onwards, really, we found a way and we've got through it. And we'd have all bit your hands off to be where we are now, coming into February. Considering where we could have been.